This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce the expansion of an innovative program that would help keep our community safe. Policing in today's world is complex. We face all kinds of challenges that we didn't face 10 and 20 years ago. And as so, we have to be much smarter in how we do things, as we do things. Technology can help us do that. I believe the most promising technology when it comes to public safety is drones. Arlington Police Department has used drones for many years with great success to help find suspects, locate missing persons, and to map out crime scenes. But drone technology has advanced, and we realized we can do even more. In 2023, we began testing the waters with drone as a first responder program, using drones to respond to fireworks calls during the 4th of July and New Year's. By using drones, we were able to clear a high number of fireworks calls, get to them much quickly, and to free up officers to respond to high priority calls for service. All of those were wins for our community. So when we saw all of the positives, we asked our team, how can we use drones and how can we use drones better? We're going to kick things up a notch. So I'll turn things over to Sergeant Eric Bortner, who's part of the, he's a sergeant of the Real-Time Crime Center.
Thank you, Chief.
Hey, good afternoon. My name is Eric Borton, E-R-I-C-B-O-R-T-O-N. As the chief mentioned, I am a sergeant assigned to the Real-Time Crime Center and part of the team that was evaluating and making the drone as a first responder better. We began looking at how we can build on the success of the DFR program, and we keyed on a few areas. The first area is, where can we launch the aircraft from? And the second area is, how long or how far can the aircraft fly? We found out that because of the FAA regulations, our pilots could only fly the aircraft where they could see it, which is called within line of sight, visual line of sight. There's also a lag time when the officers are with the DFR program, because the officers or the pilots had the gear with them and they had to take the gear, set it up, and get everything ready before they could actually start flying missions and responding to calls. So how do we address that? Today, I'm proud to announce that the Arlington Police Department is one of the first few agencies in the United States to be granted a beyond line of sight waiver from the FAA. What does that mean? It means that our pilots can fly greater distances than what was typically authorized. It means that a remote pilot can take the aircraft, can operate the aircraft and fly the aircraft from our desks inside the real-time crime center. We've installed DFR docks at two locations here in the city, where remote pilots in the real-time crime center can instantly launch a drone and take it where it needs to go. The aircraft can fly about a mile and a half, which is a lot further than what they could see in the past. The other big piece was we focused on the types of calls that we go to. When we first started the DFR program, our focus was to launch the aircraft out on the lower level calls, the lower priority calls, and to see if they even needed an officer to respond. If the aircraft could get in the area and determine that the officer wasn't needed, then they could cancel the responding officer and release those resources to go answer other calls. The real-time crime center is the intelligence hub for our police officers out in the field. Our job is to deliver to those officers the best information that we can as quickly as we can so that they can do their job better and safer. This role becomes even more complicated when those officers respond to the more serious calls, such as burglaries or assaults in progress. Now that we have the ability to remotely pilot this aircraft from inside our center, from our desks, our focus is now on those more dangerous calls, or those more critical calls, so that we can get to those calls quickly and get that information to those officers who need that eye in the sky as they respond on the ground. I want to direct you to the screen. We staged a mock DFR call to kind of give you a better idea of what I'm talking about. In this scenario, we received a report of a suspicious person with some type of tool breaking into a shed. The drone is launched at the same time the canine officers are launched to the scene. The aircraft can travel up to 35 miles an hour. So in many cases, we are there, the pilot, the remote pilot in charge is there before the officers get there. The officers and the police car have to deal with traffic. They have to deal with navigating through the streets. We fly straight there. With the aircraft overhead, we can clearly see that the suspect's using bolt cutters to break into the shed. We can tell the responding officers exactly where he is, what he's doing, what he's wearing. The canine officers arrive at the scene. They're able to take the suspect into custody without, you know, incident because of the things that we've given them ahead of time. The better information that we can give our officers while they respond to the calls, the safer the outcome is for those officers, for the suspects, and for the community overall. I'd like to turn it over back to Chief Jones.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I want to be perfectly clear that drones are not to replace is not a replacement for our traditional police response. We still have officers on the ground. I believe this technology just enhances that response. I also want to take a moment to address the privacy concerns. Arlington Police Department is committed to protecting the privacy of residents and visitors. And so we've put a number of safeguards in place to make sure our DFR program is used appropriately. All flights will be logged, documented, and are subject to auditing. The DFR can only be used to respond to calls for service. It's not going to be authorized for general surveillance. The drone will not record while traveling to calls for service. It'll only record on the scene if there's legitimate police reason to do so. The program will comply with all of local, state, and federal regulations, and I'm very optimistic about the future of this program.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.